Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Welspun Enterprise Limited Q4 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by 360 ONE Capital Markets Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sailesh Raja from 360 ONE Capital Markets Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Sagar. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining Welspun Enterprise Limited Q4 and FY26 earnings conference call. I would now like to invite Mr. Hardik from Welspun to introduce the management team members who have joined us on this call, following which we will begin the Q&A session. Yeah, over to you, Mr. Hardik.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Hardik Deber here. I am President Finance at Welspun Enterprise and CFO Welspun Michigan Engineers Limited. First of all, thank you, everyone, for taking the time out today and joining us on this quarterly and annual call. It's pleasing to say that we have had a good quarter and overall a good year to begin with. To take you through the journey of FY26, I have the entire senior management of Welspun Enterprise headed by Mr. Sandeep Garg, who's the Managing Director, Mr. Saurin Patel, who heads the Integrated Water Vertical and is the Managing Director at Welspun Michigan, Mr. Abhishek Choudhary, CEO of the Transport Business and looks at digitalization and other initiatives for Welspun Enterprise, and my colleague, Mr. Lalit Jain, the Chief Financial Officer at Welspun Enterprise. With this, I hand over the platform to Mr. Sandeep Garg to make his opening remarks and take you through the journey of Welspun Enterprise in FY26.
Thank you, Hardik. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. It is a pleasure to connect with you again and share our progress of Q4 and FY26. Before I start my address, I would want to say that during the address, we may be making some forward-looking statements. Please note our safe harbor clause in respect of the same. I am pleased to share that your company has received a letter of award for the Pune-Shirur Elevated Road Project. With a total project cost of approximately 7,300 crore, while our Transportation CEO, Mr. Abhishek Choudhary, will discuss the project in greater detail during his address, I would like to highlight that this win represents an important milestone for us. It not only strengthens our presence in the road infrastructure segment but also reaffirms our ability to secure and execute large, technically complex projects along with building a diversified and high-quality infrastructure portfolio. With the award of this project, along with the addition of Panchrapur Water Treatment Project, we have added over 10,000 crore to our order book during the year, which is in line with the guidance given at the beginning of FY26. As a result, our consolidated order book now stands at approximately rupees 20,000 crore, providing a steady revenue visibility ahead. Coming to our financial performance, we delivered a healthy performance during the quarter. Consolidated revenue grew at 14% year-on-year to INR 1,199 crore. Our consolidated EBITDA grew at 31% year-on-year to rupees 272 crore. On account of our disciplined execution and focus on operational efficiency. For FY26, consolidated revenue stood at 3,615 crore, in line with our revenue guidance of 3,600 crore. EBITDA grew 16% year-on-year, while EBITDA margins for the year stood at 22%, exceeding our guided range of 18%-20%. Our balance sheet continues to remain strong, with consolidated cash of approximately 1,700 crore. This gives us the ability to pursue growth opportunities while staying prudent on capital allocation. Mr. Lalit Jain, our CFO, will shortly present a detailed overview of our financial performance. For FY26, WMEL reported a revenue of 874 crores, registering a robust 31% growth over the previous year with a stable 21% EBITDA margin. The performance across both the quarter and the full year was driven by strong execution momentum and sustained progress across key verticals. Mr. Sarin Patel, Managing Director of WMEL and Head of Integrated Water Vertical, will share further insights regarding the subsidiary's performance and broader developments across water infrastructure business during his address. I'm pleased to share that along with our business growth, we have continued to strengthen our organizational culture and governance framework. During the FY26, we took meaningful steps towards building a stronger performance-driven organization through enhanced accountability and focused performance management practices. These efforts led to a 4% year-on-year reduction in attrition. We continue to invest in talent development, succession planning, and leadership readiness, further improving organizational agility and developing bench strength. Our diversity ratio also improved from 6.3% in FY25 to 7.9% in FY26. All these efforts have been recognized externally, with the company being certified as a great place to work for the second time, reflecting the strength of our culture and our core light values: learning, innovation, trust, transparency, and endurance. I would also like to briefly highlight the recognitions received by the company, Welspun Enterprises Limited and Welspun Michigan Engineers Limited. Continue to be acknowledged for their consistent performance, strong execution capabilities, and adherence to quality standards. Amongst others, some of the notable awards include Best Construction Methodology of the Year Award at the Build India Awards for the Antar Semeria Road Project, a bridge over Ganga River. Innovative Climate Action Award at India Climate Samman 2026 by Carbon Markets Association of India. Best Tunneler of Year by Indian Institute of Trenchless Technology for Trenchless Excellence Awards. Best Leadership in HSC Excellence for Welspun Michigan as a company. These recognitions further motivate us to enhance our operational efficiencies, take more challenges, and improve upon our own standards. Coming to the outlook, backed by the consolidated order book of approximately 20,000 crores, a strong bid pipeline, and our disciplined approach towards risk management, capital allocation, and returns, we remain well positioned to deliver our medium-term revenue targets. Prolonged disturbances in geopolitical situations and disruptions in global supply chain could create certain near-term cost and execution challenges. We remain confident in the resilience of our business model and execution capabilities. With this, I would like to conclude my opening remarks and invite Sarin Patel, Head Integrated Water Vertical and MD of Welspun Michigan, to take you through the water business and Welspun Michigan Engineers Limited updates. Over to you, Sarin.
Thank you, Sandeep, and good afternoon, everyone. It's a pleasure to interact once again with you. As always, I will take you through the key developments in our water business, project updates, financial performance of our subsidiary, and the outlook for the business. At the outset, it gives me pleasure to state that in less than a decade, our water business has evolved into a meaningful and value-accretive vertical for Welspun Enterprise, backed by scale, execution capability, and improving visibility of long-term revenues. We are currently executing multiple EPC projects of varying diversity and complexity. Starting with the Dharavi Wastewater Treatment Facility, 418 MLD, a first-of-its-kind multi-level plant designed to address urban space constraints. This project is progressing well, with physical completion of around 65%. It was recently reviewed by the newly appointed BMC Commissioner in April, which reflects the importance and scale of the project. We are targeting commissioning by July 2027, followed by a 15-year O&M phase providing long-term revenue visibility. On the UP Jal Jeevan Mission projects, we have achieved progress of approximately 80% and expect the completion in FY27. At the Bhandup 2000 MLD water treatment plant, excavation works are currently in progress. The civil contractor has been fully mobilized and has commenced PCC and rock anchoring works. The overall project progress stands at approximately 20%, and the project remains on schedule for completion by June 2029. The recently awarded Panjarpur 910 MLD water treatment plant is in the early stages of execution. Mobilization is underway, advances have been received. Key pre-clearances are in progress and initial billing has already commenced this quarter. On the Dharavi-Ghatkopar Tunnel project, we are awaiting the final High Court clearance, post which the shaft work is likely to commence. We are currently executing three segmental tunnel boring machine projects in Mumbai, targeted for completion in FY27. In the rehabilitation segments, the use of innovative geopolymer lining technology for 17 kilometers of Mumbai stormwater drains is progressing well and remains on track for completion in FY27. In Vadodara, the 2.5 kilometer glass reinforced polymer lined mega trunk drain project is being completed nearly a year ahead of schedule, aimed at mitigating severe water flooding in the areas affected. On SmartOps, our wastewater initiative, within just 24 months of launching it, we have successfully delivered several notable projects focused on the cleaning of lakes, rivers and kunds, and are currently executing two sewage treatment plants, one in Mathura and the other in Orissa. Let me now turn to the financial performance of the subsidiary, Welspun Michigan Engineers Limited. WML delivered a well-rounded performance both for the quarter and for the full year. For quarter 4, FY26, revenue grew 32% year-on-year to rupees 351 crore compared to rupees 265 crore in the corresponding quarter last year. EBITDA increased 43% year-on-year to rupees 72 crore from rupees 50.5 crore in quarter 4 of FY25. Consequently, EBITDA margins expanded by about 100 basis points to 20% in quarter 4 FY26 compared to 19% in quarter 4 FY25. On a full year basis, revenue grew 31% year on year to rupees 874 crore in FY26 compared to rupees 668 crore in FY25. EBITDA increased 29% year-on-year to rupees 185 crore from rupees 143 crore in FY25, while EBITDA margins remained resilient at 21%. In terms of revenue composition, rehabilitation projects have seen strong traction and now contribute approximately 28% of FY26 revenues, improving from 17% in FY25. Going forward, WMEL will continue to focus on three key segments: tunnels, rehabilitation, and pumping projects, each offering a strong pipeline and scalable opportunities. It is targeting a CAGR growth of over 25% over the next 3 years. On the overall water business, our order book, including tunnels and O&M, stands at around rupees 14,000 crore, providing a strong multi-year revenue visibility. Supported by a robust bid pipeline across water and wastewater treatment, large-scale water supply systems, and tunneling, we remain, as Welspun Enterprises, well-positioned to capitalize on the sector's expanding opportunities and drive sustainable long-term value creation. With that, I will now hand over to Abhishek, who will take you through the transport segment performance in greater detail.
Thank you, Saul, and good afternoon, everyone. We appreciate your continued participation and interest in our company. As always, I'll briefly take you through the progress across our transportation portfolio, key project milestones, and subsequently provide an update on our digital transformation initiatives. Let me begin with our transportation portfolio. Execution across our projects remains stable, reflecting our continued focus on disciplined delivery and operational efficiency. For the Antasimaria project in Bihar, we have received the first annuity payment, and in line with our disciplined capital recycling and asset light strategy, we are in advanced stages of monetizing this asset. This is expected to further strengthen our balance sheet and enhance capital efficiency. With respect to Varanasi-Aurangabad road project, progress remains steady, with project completion targeted for Q1 FY27. Execution on the SNRP project in the state of Tamil Nadu and Puducherry is also progressing well and is expected to be completed in Q2 FY27. As communicated earlier, we have received the letter of award for Pune-Shirur elevated road project. The project involves the development of a 6-lane partially elevated highway corridor on National Highway 753F covering the Pune to Shirur stretch in Maharashtra, spanning approximately 53.4 kilometers, including nearly 36 kilometers of elevated corridor. The project reflects both the scale and technical complexity that align well with our core execution capabilities, which was earlier demonstrated through projects like Antasimaria. The Pune-Shirur project will be executed under Design, Build, Finance, Operate and Transfer, which is DBFOT model, with a total project cost of approximately 7,300 crore. The concession period is 29 years, which comprises of 4 years of construction, followed by 25 years of tolling rights. Strategically, this project strengthens our transportation portfolio and deepens our presence in one of Maharashtra's fastest growing infrastructure corridor. The project further strengthens long-term revenue visibility while reinforcing our position in complex transportation infrastructure. The project is expected to enhance connectivity across key urban and industrial hubs, including Vagholi, Lonikan, Ranjangaon, and Shikrapur, by easing congestion, reducing travel time between Pune and Shirur, and thus improving freight movement efficiencies. Over the long term, the corridor is expected to support industrial growth, improve logistic efficiency, reduce transportation cost, and create enormous employment opportunity, aligning well within our strategy of developing infrastructure assets that deliver sustainable economic and social value. With this addition, our transportation order book stands at approximately 6,000 crore, including the EPC value of Pune-Shirur, providing healthy execution visibility over the medium term. Going forward, within the transportation vertical, we will continue to focus selectively on technically complex road projects, elevated corridors, tunnels, and projects under EPC and BOT models, where our execution and engineering capability provide a clear competitive advantage. Overall, we remain focused on disciplined execution, timely monetization, prudent capital allocation, and strengthening the quality and visibility of our transportation infrastructure portfolio. Let me now briefly touch upon our digital transformation initiative. Digital transformation is increasingly becoming an integral part of our operations across all business verticals, namely transportation, water, tunneling. These initiatives span the entire project lifecycle as well as the key support functions, with the objective of building a future-ready and operationally agile organization. Our focus is on leveraging technology to improve execution efficiencies, strengthen governance, enhance productivity, and build scalable operational capabilities. Key initiatives include the implementation of 3D, 4D, 5D building information modeling for our Dharavi sewage treatment plant and Bhandup water treatment projects, which will also be replicated for the newly won Panjrapur water treatment project and Pune Shirur. We have launched an RFI application at the Bhandup site to enable real-time reporting and monitoring of the project progress. As communicated earlier, we have also successfully migrated to S/4HANA, SAP/4HANA, creating a strong and more integrated digital backbone for the organization. In addition, we recently rolled out an e-governance platform to promote paperless operations, expedite approvals, and create a centralized digital repository of records and documentation. We are also developing AI-driven tools for quality management, safety monitoring, and real-time execution tracking at the project sites. Further, we are working on an AI-enabled platform for the operation, management, and maintenance of tunnel boring machines to improve our operational productivity and efficiency. Over the coming phases, we will migrate towards a unified enterprise architecture where all applications will be hosted on a single integrated platform, enabling improved data visibility and process efficiency across the organization. At the same time, our supply chain ecosystem is being digitized to strengthen processes, adherence, accelerate procurement cycle, improve supplier management, and enhance overall efficiencies. Overall, these initiatives are helping us build stronger execution capabilities, improving efficiencies, and create a scalable platform for long-term sustainable growth. With that, I would now like to hand it over to Mr. Lalit Jain, our Chief Financial Officer. Over to you, Lalit.
Thank you, Abhishek. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. I will briefly walk you through our financial performance for Q4 and FY26, along with some key business highlights. Starting with Q4 FY26, we reported consolidated revenue of ₹1,199 crores, reflecting a healthy year-on-year growth of 14%, driven by strong execution across our projects. Consolidated EBITDA for the quarter grew by 31% year-on-year to ₹272 crore compared to ₹207 crore in Q4 FY25. The improvement was supported by better operating efficiencies and continued cost optimization initiatives. Consequently, EBITDA margin expanded to 22% during the quarter compared to 19.3% in the corresponding period last year. Profit after tax for Q4 FY26 stood at ₹163 crore, registering a strong growth of 54% year-on-year. Now moving to full year performance, I am pleased to share that we achieved our revenue guidance for FY26. Against our guidance of ₹3,600 crore, we delivered a revenue of ₹3,615 crore, aided by strong execution during the fourth quarter. While overall revenue declined marginally by 2% year-on-year, profitability improved meaningfully during the year. Consolidated EBITDA increased by 16% year-on-year to ₹845 crore, while EBITDA margin expanded by 350 basis points to 22%. This improvement reflects our continued focus on execution, efficiency, better project mix, and disciplined cost management. Profit after tax for financial year 26 increased by 11% on year-on-year basis to Rs. 393 crores. Now coming to segmental performance, the tunneling and rehabilitation segment revenue delivered strong growth of 37% year-on-year, supported by healthy execution momentum and improved project mix. The water segment revenue witnessed a marginal decline by 3%, primarily due to slower execution in the UP-JJM project. Revenue from the transportation segment declined by 17% year-on-year, mainly on account of project completion and delayed in the awarding of Pune-Sirur Road project. Now turning to the balance sheet, we continue to maintain a strong financial position supported by robust order book of Rs. 20,000 crore and a healthy balance sheet. As of 31st March 2026, our net worth stood at Rs. 3,261 crore. We also maintain a strong cash balance of Rs. 1,728 crore with net debt remaining low at Rs. 43 crore. During the year, CRISIL revised our outlook from stable to positive while reaffirming our long-term rating of CRISIL AA- and short-term rating of CRISIL A1+. Additionally, ICRA assigned an AA rating for the incremental working capital limit of Rs. 400 crore, further validating the strength of our financial profile. Going ahead with a strong order book, healthy liquidity position, and continued focus on disciplined execution, we remain confident of delivering sustainable growth and long-term value creation. With that, I would now like to hand over the call back to the host. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and then one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and then two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, to register for a question, you may press star and then one. Your first question comes from the line of Sanjay Shah from KSA Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, and thanks for the opportunity. And sincerely appreciate the opening remarks from all the division head. And very helpful, sir, very helpful. So my question was regarding Pune-Sirur. Can you highlight upon the expected project IRR, equity commitment, monetization timeline, tolling economics, etc.?
It's a very detailed question. Thank you for the interest in the company and really appreciate that. As Abhishek addressed, the timelines for the project is 4 years for construction and 25 years of tolling thereafter. Now, coming to the equity IRR, we have always planned for equity IRR upwards of 18% as a basic governance, we are targeting similar returns on this project. For a detailed conversation, I would request you to get in touch with our team, the IR team or the CFO, for them to take you through every detail.
Yes, sir. My next question was regarding, can management share the expected monetization timeline for Anda Samaria, SNRP and Future Boot projects?
So, as an asset-light model principle, we are targeting to monetize the Anda Samaria project for which we have received the first annuity within H1 FY27. Subject to getting the right valuation for it. We will be targeting to similarly monetize the SNRP or Satanathapuram Nagapattinam Road project once it is complete and we have received the first annuity. So it may go into the FY28. As a principle, we stay committed to asset monetization at an appropriate time so that we can create value for the stakeholders at the right value, as well as turn the equity quickly for future growth.
Fine. So my last question was on smart ops. How do management see revenue potential, margin profile, scalability over next 3 to 5 years?
We are very positive about the smart ops. We are taking strides to establish the technology in all spheres that it can deliver value. We have already established it in the space of Kund and water body clearance. Retrofit of the STPs is currently in progress, as well as establishing it on a flowing drains. So this is where we are currently focusing. The next focus will move into the industrial space as well as standalone sewage treatment plants of a particular size and scale. We believe that it's a very good technology to support a quick deployment of treating the wastewater, and it is practically small footprint and quick deployment technology. So we believe that there are multiple usages of the technology which should unfold going forward in next couple of years.
Thank you, sir. Very helpful. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Sarvesh Gupta from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity. So, sir, first question is on the, you know, the revenue outlook for FY27. So if we look in the last 4 years of our company, we had like two years where the revenues broadly remained similar, and then we had a step-up jump. So while you have a medium-term guidance of 15 to 20%, but given that this year we did not grow our revenue as such, so can we expect 25 to 30% growth in FY27?
So our guidance will stay to a 15-20% as we have always maintained, and we will continue to maintain. We shall target higher growths for sure, but given the headwinds that we are facing in terms of supply chain disruptions, as well as in terms of the labor situation, given the various challenges, I would not want to give any guidance beyond the range that we have already specified.
Okay. And secondly, sir, on the fundraising proposal which was mentioned in the results release, so now we recently raised 500 crores and for I think qualifying for the adjusted net worth criteria, etc. So now this 1000 crore fundraise is has been announced. So, you know, given that we already have a very cash-rich balance sheet and then there is a lot of monetization we are targeting, so somehow it looks like, you know, these constant fundraises are creating a very lopsided balance sheet with a lot of cash and very little debt. So how do we look about on this particular point?
Thank you for raising this question. Let me clarify first of all. This is just an enabling approval. As of now, I can clarify there is no proposal to raise this fund as we see the normal business unfold. This is more to prepare the business for any opportunity that may come in and which may need liquidity over and above what is currently forecasted. You are absolutely right, and I would want to correct that we have a preferential warrants of 1,000 crores, out of which 250 crores has been received. We are in a position to call up for 750 crores over a period of 18 months from the start of the warrant period. So we have that liquidity, and we do have assets to liquidate in terms of the Anta Semeria. We have 51% of Mukarba Chowk Panipat, and we hopefully will complete project of Satanathapuram Nagapattinam in this financial year, which should be available for the next year. So right now, in a normal business scenario, we do not anticipate any further fundraise. This is purely an enabling request, which is from a point of view of preparing the organization, should the opportunities be larger than what we have anticipated in our future forecast.
Understood, sir. And on WMEL, sir, so, you know, this has, so we've spent 2-3 years here, and now the company is performing well, and we have a 60% odd stake. So is there any plan to also utilize some of the cash we have to sort of take up the minority interest there?
So we would be very happy to consolidate further on the balance sheet, provided the existing shareholders would want to sell. However, I don't think that they are right now very eager to sell. They are very confident that we are going to create larger values on the platform. So, hence they are holding on to it. But should there be an opportunity, we would be definitely looking at it if it is available at the right price.
Okay. And on Pune project, when do we expect to commence the construction, and what kind of revenue booking can be done here, or these expenditure that can be done here in this financial year?
Yeah, hi. Thank you for this question. I'm Abhishek. Regarding this project, as you are aware, this is a DBFOT project, which means that we are supposed to do the financial closure, for which we have a time limit of around 6 months. So during this 6 months period, we will be undertaking the project development activities, which is with regard to the utility shifting, with regard to setting up of casting yards, etc., etc. We plan to have our financial closure probably in the month of October or November, basis which our appointed date will be declared. So we'll be left with close to around 4 months of real execution, which can contribute to the top line of FY27. So we expect somewhere in the range of, say, 500 to 600 CR, which will be contributed during this year by initial route.
Okay, thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Radha from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on very good results. Sir, in the last call, you had highlighted that FY26 revenue base is low. Hence, the company is expecting to grow FY27 revenue by 20%. However, if we delve into the individual project schedules, it implies that you need one more large order win within the next few months to be able to start execution in the second half. Are we on track for the same, sir?
So, thank you, Radha, for a very deep analysis of our business. Yes, you are right that we are going to be looking for order booking. Now, as you know, these are large contracts. So, saying that we will be able to target it in the next 2 months or 3 months is a matter which I would not want to dwell upon. But there is a clear focus on adding order book, and we expect the order book to be added somewhere around 8,000 to 10,000 crores in FY27. And we would want to add as soon as is possible. We are working towards it. hopefully we will be able to do it within within this H1, which is sufficient for us to meet our guided target of 15% to 20% growth. And to give you an idea, that the uncovered portion of our revenue from the guidance is close to 8% to 10% only, which is uncovered, and we are reasonably confident that we should be able to cover it in H1 so as to meet the guidance.
Understood. Secondly, in the Pune Shuru project was received in last quarter, and we were expecting the execution to start happening from last 4 months of this year. So that means between receiving the project and the execution, there is a large gap. So about 3 quarters gap. So even if you receive the project in first half, so is it still fair to assume that execution can start in the second half of the year, or will it be taken forward to FY28?
So Radha, the point that I think partially was addressed by Abhishek is that during the developmental phase between now and the start of physical road building, we will be doing utility shifting, we'll be doing certain establishments, we are entitled to do a lot of clearing, etc., etc. So it is not that we will not be recognizing revenue totally in this period of 6 months, but the ramp-up will take place post the appointed date is the point that Abhishek wanted to mention. Similar situation will unfold for the projects that we get after in this year. The assumption that you are making in the question, to my best of my mind, is that if we were to get only a BOT project, BOT projects generally start chugging in the revenue about 6 months to 9 months after the award. However, if those are EPC or other model forms of contract agreement, the revenue recognition starts earlier. So the projects that we are targeting are also in the EPC space. So we are reasonably confident that we will be able to meet the guidance of 15% to 20% growth of the revenue.
Understood.
Hope I've answered your question.
Yes, that's very clear. The second question, sir, regarding in your opening remarks, you mentioned that near term there is cost and execution challenges due to geopolitical issues. So since the company is having entirely domestic business and also complete pass-through cost pass-through clauses with the customers, I request you to please elaborate a little bit more on this aspect.
So, Radha, it is true that most of our contracts which have the WPI CPI linked escalation provisions, however, it is also true that the government is trying to respond to the challenges which are happening because of the geopolitical situation in the world. By coming up with the, as you may be aware, the Ministry of Road Transport has come up with the clear office guidelines that bitumen will be, the cost of bitumen will be on actuals rather than based on WPI, CPI. They have also come up with a clear statement that they will be paying for even the hybrid NUT model on a monthly basis rather than on a milestone link basis. The finance ministry has come up with force majeure provisions which are helpful. Hopefully those will be adopted by the other ministries. So I think on an overall basis, the government is working towards easing of the pain. However, you cannot, it'll be prudent on our part as a conservative company to caution that there could be a small, medium-term or near-term impacts, which we are more than confident that we will be able to overcome, and we are, the balance sheet is resilient, and that is why we are, despite our EBITDA margins being in the ranges of 22.5% for FY26, we are giving a guidance of only 18% plus. So we are acutely aware of all this, and we factored all this into our guidance so that there is no shock that can come in, near-term issues notwithstanding.
Thank you. So lastly...
Sorry to interrupt. Radha ma'am, may we request you to return to the queue for follow-up questions, please, as there are several participants waiting for that. Thank you so much. Your next question comes from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So what would be the EPC value of Pune Tiru project?
Thank you, Vaibhav. It is approximately 5,400 crores for as an EPC cost of the project.
Okay. And sir, you mentioned that this year we will do closer to 5 to 600 crores of revenue from the project. So next year, can we see closer to around 1800 kind of revenue, 18 to 2000 crores of revenue from the project?
I mean, we are giving a guidance of FY27. However, if the discussion is about Pune Shirur's long term, how it will unfold, I would request Vaibhav to have a interaction with the IR stroke CFO, who will take you through from all the details on the Pune Shirur. I hope that works for you.
Yeah, sure. And then lastly, land status for the project. So we are confident of starting the work, so receiving AD by November or December.
So the good part of this project is that it is, as Abhishek mentioned, it is primarily 35 kilometers of elevated structure, which is on the median, or which is supposed to be built on the median of existing road project, which caters to almost like 70% of the cost of the project or more than that. So that front is available right now, right here. So the only land acquisition which is really required is mostly for tolling and the access to the elevated sections, and very little land acquisition otherwise is required. So there is a very little land acquisition requirement as an overall on the project. So we are reasonably confident that we will be able to not only start the project in time, but we will be able to complete the project on time.
Okay. Sir, what would be our investment in the oil and gas business so far?
It is around 500 crore rupees investment.
So it's about 500 crores at this point in time.
It is our share?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, we request you to limit to 2 questions each and rejoin the queue for any follow-up questions. Your next question comes from the line of Bhavik Shah from Invexa Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm audible.
Yeah, Bhavik, a bit louder will help.
Yeah, hi sir, yeah. So, sir, first question is, how much, like, what is the guidance for, say, Wellspun Michigan for this year? Like, how much do we expect the growth to be and the margins there? And what is the cross order book, say, from Wellspun Enterprises to Wellspun Michigan?
So, hi, this is Saurin. We expect our revenue basis to be growing at a rate of 20%. We have said CAGR of 25 over the next couple of years, but 20% is what we are predicting for the FY27 season.
Okay. So, and our cross-order book is how much from Wellspun Enterprises?
Oh, Wellspun Enterprises.
14,000 for water.
So if the question is, if I get you correctly, Bhavik, the question is what is the portion of the contracts inter-say between WEL and WMEL.
Right.
So there is about 1,100 crore, 1,000 crores, between 1,000 and 1,100 crores
is the interstate party transaction on revenue contract. Is that the question?
That was it, right.
Yeah.
And if I heard the guidance correctly, the EBITDA margin guidance has been lowered to 18%?
We guided 18% plus, and that's the guidance that we would give. We are acutely aware of the supply chain disruptions. We do not want to over-guide. The plus can be anything. So I would only want to say that.
Okay. And sir, in the
SMRP, Mr. Shah, sorry to interrupt. We request you to return to the queue for follow-up questions.
Just this last one, How much is the investment pending in SMRP project in this year, FY27?
We have fully invested in the SMRP project.
Okay, so no investment,
No, for the equity required.
Okay, thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Anand Darshan. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you are, Anand.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity, sir, and congrats on the great set of results. So my first question is regarding the transport division. By the end of financial year 25, we had an outstanding order backlog of near 2,950 crores from three projects of Anta Samaria, SNRP and Varanasi. After our execution in financial year 26, the balance stands at around 500 crores. Can you give me the breakup of this 500 crores between SNRP and Varanasi? And also, we just added the Pune-Shirur project, and usually it takes around 6 months' time to start executing this. So do you expect that will be a drop in revenue from the transportation in current year 27?
So you're right. There could be a marginal drop in the overall segmental revenue for this year. However, this presupposes that there are no additional projects that are kicking in into the revenue. As was covered by the in the address by CFO, on a segmental basis, there is a transportation vertical which has seen a degrowth this year as well. However, we don't see any substantive change now in the segmental revenue recognition.
Can you give me the breakup of the 500 crores unexecuted order backlog from between SNRP and Varanasi?
So Varanasi is about 50-60 crores, and about 500 to 550 crores is between the Varanasi.
SNRP. Okay. Sir, my second question is regarding the water project. Our expected executable EPC order is around 850 crores from three projects of Devas, Bandup and Naravi. So what will drive the top line growth in FY27 compared to FY26 revenue of 1,240 crores? And how much orders execution are we expecting from Panjrapur water projects?
I think I am not able to correlate your numbers in the question. Our order book as of integrated water stands at about 14,000 crores, which includes the 5,000 crores of O&M. So effectively about 9,000 crores of outstanding orders. So we are reasonably confident of meeting our guidance on the transport, on the water vertical, to be able to achieve the desired revenue.
So how much are we expecting from Panjrapur water projects?
I would request that if we need to go project by project, you please get in touch with the IR or CFO. They will be very happy to take you through.
Sure. Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vignesh Iyer from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I'm audible, right? Hello.
Yes, Vignesh, you are.
Yeah, thank you. So my question is more on the contract which we already have in place. Wanted to understand how does the raw material escalation impact us, and I want to understand more on the lines if we, how much percentage of the escalation can we pass it on? If you could share your views on that.
So to give you an example, this is illustrative and not definitive that I am going to respond to. Most of our contracts are covered by an increase which is based on WPI CPI formula, and which by and large covers our all inflations which are under normal circumstances. Now, these are not normal circumstances. The government is coming up with certain specific reliefs, as I said earlier, like in case of the moth, they have come up for a relief on bitumen. So we expect that most of the cost increase on these projects where we have these escalation provisions, we should be able to transfer the cost to the authority. The only difference is on the BOT projects. The BOT projects do not have an escalation provision. However, we maintain enough contingencies on the cost escalation, and we are confident that our provisions at this point in time are more than sufficient to tide over any such near-term challenge.
So if I have to look at this guidance of 18% EBITDA for the full year, would it be fair to say that subject to this problem of the West Asia war resolving, we would be ending this year with a very strong number, and that might take the blended number to 18%. Would it be the correct way to read it?
My guidance is 18% plus. If everything were to happen, this plus can be as close to the current numbers as is possible. And if the chips are down, it could be whatever number. So the guidance is 18% plus. However, the projects in a normal circumstances are capable of delivering better for EBITDA.
Right. Got it. Well, that's all from my side and all the best.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Prateek Bhandari from Art Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Can you specify the margin trajectory that you are targeting for Welspun Michigan?
So, in interest of time, I will take this question. It has been consistently EBITDA of 21% to 22%, and we expect it to remain in that range or better.
And you also mentioned that you are currently having a strong bid pipeline. Can you throw some more light as to what is the size of the current bid pipeline and which segments, this pipeline is from? This will give a better sense.
So, are you talking about at WEL level or
at the company level, at WEL standalone?
At WEL, we see a lot of opportunities coming in the water transmission space. We are also looking at certain opportunities of large-scale treatment in water. We see a lot of opportunities in transport on BOT, as well as complex projects in the space of structures and tunneling, which will be the target for the company to look after. Now, if you were to ask me the top of the canvas, all put together, the top of the canvas will be most likely in the range of about 2 lakh crores for the FY27. However, we are aim and shoot bidders. We are not going to be bidding for all of them. We are going to target the projects which meet our revenue as well as our return expectations, which is a matter of confidentiality, and I may not be able to share with you.
All right. And just one last question. You have given order inflow guidance to the tune of 8,000 to 10,000 crores for FY27. Is that correct?
That is correct, Prateek.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Apeksha Maheshwari from AV FinCorp. Please go ahead.
Hi. All my questions have been answered. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Abhishek.
The next question comes from Pavi Boger from Astralid Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon. So I just had one broad question. The highway pickup, like the NHAI disbursement in FY26, were quite soft, right? So how do you see them picking up in FY27?
So the NHAI order book has in the FY26 been not as high as was in the earlier years. So there is a lot of pent up situations wherein the orders need to go out from NHAI stroke mark. We believe that those will come forth in the year ahead. We also are looking at a lot of desire and need in the states to enhance the infrastructure, and since we are willing to play the BOT project scenario with our strong balance sheet and our execution capabilities, so we see a lot of opportunities unfolding going forward in the transportation segment as well. And as I said, we are going to focus on complex projects which allow us to create a differentiated offering at a company level. I hope I've answered your question.
Thanks a lot. That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you. I thank you all for joining us today. To sum up, I would like to reiterate that we remain committed to creating long-term value for our stakeholders with a continued focus on improving return on equity and return on capital employed. We hope we have addressed all your queries. Should you have any further questions or feedback, please feel free to reach out to our CFO or the investor relations team. Thank you and good day.
Thank you. On behalf of 361 Capital Markets Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you everyone for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.